This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm here with Dennis Birch, who is Marketing Programs Manager for EMC Corporation. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, you have some areas of specialty in EMC. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. EMC makes storage systems, and they take various forms, and the particular area that I work in is IP storage. Historically, that used to be known as NAS until the advent of other types of protocols for accessing storage, such as iSCSI. It's probably not correct to call it NAS anymore because it's storage that's accessed via the IP network.
Tell me a little bit about what EMC is showing and doing at Interop 2006.
Well, what we're showing are some of the tools. As you know, storage hardware tends to move to be a commodity. The pricing has been coming down. What's really important to customers now is not being able to store information, but what they can do once the information is stored. So they need the capacity. They also need the functionality. So we're doing some things. We're showing some things here, such as the capability of automatically moving data from more expensive storage to less expensive storage based on its value to the company. If you can create multiple cost points or price points for your storage and move data based on its value to you to those various points, you can improve your overall cost of ownership for maintaining that data.
Are companies used to thinking about their data in that way? I mean, I know that in a lot of models, you know, like say there's requests coming in from, you know, X server or something like this or from the field, sometimes they have to take them in queue. But it seems like the systems are getting smarter now.
Absolutely. We've been doing it for a long time in the sense that we take storage off of our disks and we put it on tape when it becomes less valuable and less necessary to access it in the short term. Now, as storage infrastructures become more complex, become larger, there's a larger number of tiers that are possible that you can get economic benefit from. So, for instance, if I'm trying to keep my very expensive, very high-performance storage at a minimum, any data that hasn't been accessed in, say, the last 2 weeks or something like that, I can automatically move that data to less expensive, so maybe from Fibre Channel disk to ATA disk. To less expensive storage where the access times are almost as good, I don't have to fumble around looking for tapes if I need to get that data back. I can create additional levels of tiering beyond that, of course, based on the how I've networked it and what kind of disks I'm using or what kind of devices, whether the CD-ROMs, tapes, that kind of thing.
Is there a particular appliance or application that EMC is using to help people? Is there a solution to that situation?
That's not an easy question to answer because there are so many things that EMC is bringing to the table.
Now, again, I'm not clear. Are these applications or are these appliances that we're talking about? Or are we talking about a combination of both?
The distinctions are getting blurred. One of the things that we're moving in the direction of that's very, very important is the area of virtualization.
Right.
And the idea of virtualization is putting a layer of simplicity between the user and the actual data to mask any of that complexity without losing any of the value of the information. And those are some of the things also that we're showing this year at the show. For instance, the capability of virtualizing SAN storage over a network on the network level. We also have the capability of looking overall at your storage network. We have a product here from a company that's part of EMC now known as Smarts. That can look at your overall network as well as the applications that are running on your network and as well as the storage that's on that network and be able to take the thousands of possible error messages that can come up on a failure and do a real-time root cause analysis and point you to exactly what the problem is and what the business impact is of that problem. Very simple, very straightforward to use, and extremely useful as the networks become more complex.
If folks would like to find out more about EMC Group, where can they go? Is there a website?
Absolutely. It's www.emc.com, and there is just a massive amount of information, more than you'd ever want to know, white papers and data sheets and everything you'd need there.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I've been speaking here with Dennis Birch, who is the Marketing Programs Manager for EMC Corporation, and thanks for being with us on the podcast. It was great.
Thank you, Michael.
I'm here with Eileen Haggerty, who is the Director of Solutions Marketing for NetScout Systems. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, glad to be here. Thanks for including us.
Now, tell us a little bit about NetScout and what you're showing here at the show.
Well, NetScout provides network and application performance management for enterprises, government agencies, and telecom providers. And we're here to be part of Interop 2006. It's certainly on its way back up. Very exciting to be here. We also were here to make a couple of announcements, a product announcement on our new Ingenious Analytics product that does dynamic thresholding and diagnosis of problems, and on our strategy for the application fabric monitoring in general, where we are able to help look at all parts of the network and identify where performance problems might impact users' applications.
Okay, let's back up a little bit. Tell me about NetScout's history.
NetScout has been around over 20 years now. Started out as an engineering and software firm, but for the last 15, 16 years or so have focused on network performance management and have led that space.
What kinds of programs did you develop during that time, and what kind of evolution have they gone through?
They've gone through a terrific evolution. They started out with one of the earliest Ethernet monitoring probes to passively monitor applications through the network, starting out with the very basic email and web surfing from the earliest of the days, and have grown to support a variety of new standards, including ARMON and ARMON 2, and we're able to do gigabit Ethernet all the way to the WAN for packet over SONET, ATM, frame relay, and even now are evolving into MPLS monitoring. Very, very much the leader in this area.
Okay, now let's go over those products that you're showing here at Interop.
The new Ingenious Analytics product that we've just introduced is based on technology we acquired with the company Quantiva a year ago. And it allows us to look at flows in the network, see where the behavior is different than it's supposed to be, and alert the IT organization there's a problem coming up, and we know why. So it could be a lot of web surfing, maybe somebody's downloading some internet radio, or a podcast like this.
But of course you would let that one through, right?
This would certainly be of business use as opposed to streaming internet radio, which might not be.
Right. This is an automatic messaging system. This would go to the IT, whoever the master of the IT is?
It's automated monitoring, and it actually really looks at the traffic flows in your network and identifies precisely what the activity is. And certainly every day you have all kinds of business transactions. It could be a new customer that's opening up their service with you, and so you're entering a customer record. But you could also have your IT organization doing McAfee security downloads to desktops. They both take bandwidth in your network. Is it the right time of the day for both of them? Well, absolutely, for a customer's new record. But maybe you can offload your McAfee to another time of the day and avoid a costly upgrade another quarter.
So does one have to monitor this as a web console? It keeps a log? How does that work?
We offer the access to it by a web console, just like you said, and you're able to then drill down into additional evidence in Ingenious standard line of products, the Ingenious solution with Performance Manager, and even packet decode analysis with our Ingenious Flow Recorder. So it's a fully integrated solution, which is beautiful. So many people today have to buy point solutions to do all of this together. They don't talk to each other. It's very cumbersome and also costly to use.
If folks want to find out a little bit more about NetScout Systems, where should they go?
We would like them to see our brand new website. We also launched a new look and feel here this week, and that would be found on netscout.com.
Okay, let's spell that too for listeners.
NetScout.com.
I've been speaking today with Eileen Haggerty, who is the Director of Solutions Marketing for NetScout Systems. It's been great having you on the podcast today.
Thanks a million, Michael. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm Greg Yates, Executive Vice President at Air Magnet.
Tell me a little bit about Air Magnet. It's an interesting name. What does Air Magnet do?
Air Magnet was founded about 4 years ago in 2002 by some people who realized that the air RF network is a bit different than the wired network, but it requires some of the similar tools like analyzers and testers. And so we actually invented the first wireless analyzer.
A wireless analog. How does it work?
We actually look at the RF packets going between access points and end nodes, and look at layer one and layer two, and we can actually tell whether or not that's a healthy connection, whether it's a secure connection, and how well it's working.
So does one get a visual representation of that network, or how does that work?
Absolutely. So we offer our analyzers in handheld versions. We offer them in laptop versions. We also have an enterprise version, which incorporates analysis, performance, and a security component.
What kinds of uses would someone find for this? Maybe some examples.
Some great examples. So in the home, for example, on a handheld device, maybe a pocket PC, you can actually run our software and find out if those neighbors are broadcasting free service in your neighborhood or if your network's secure, maybe on a crowded channel.
So if one can, you can find out if one is accessing your channel as well?
Absolutely. You look at the number of clients that are trying to use it or the ones that are using it, or if somebody's trying to steal your information.
So this is kind of a big range. I mean, do you do this for the consumer or for enterprise?
Well, mostly it's for the enterprise and the larger networks. It just so happens it's applicable. Most consumers buy the inexpensive equipment, but if you're a Cisco customer, a Aruba customer, one of the major infrastructure vendors, you probably require some of these tools.
Can you give me, say, an example of a client who has used AirMagnet to good effect lately?
Absolutely. The Sports Authority here in California is pretty well known. It's a retail chain. So they have our sensors. We have a real-time sensor, operates 24/7, and we monitor all the RF traffic in each of the stores. So we monitor for security. We monitor for the health of the network, traffic volumes. We alert them if there is, in fact, a problem on their network, whether a performance problem or if somebody's trying to sniff their network, if you will.
So how does it work? Does it sit on top of their network? Is it installed as part of their little system? How does that work?
So the enterprise version that I'm talking about runs alongside of the wireless network. So we put sensors out parallel with their access points in probably a 4-to-1, 8-to-1 ratio, but our sensors can cover many APs. And then we continually monitor that network traffic to make sure it's secure and compliant.
Sounds fascinating. I mean, it's this kind of... it's interesting that you could take, I think, a piece of software and really kind of look at those kinds of things. And I don't think people are used to thinking about the wireless access points in that way.
No, it's very true. In fact, there's a lot of confusion on whether a network is secure or compliant or performing. And in fact, one of our founders has a great quote. He says, you can't really separate security and performance because a well-designed network is a good performing network and it's also a secure network. And a secure network will perform well. So you have to have all of these security, performance, and compliance capabilities to run an RF network properly. One other thing I wanted to mention, Michael, is we introduced a voice over Wi-Fi analyzer here at InterOp. We were finalists for the best of InterOp, but that's a new problem that people are going to have to address. So this voice over wireless LAN is a new and exciting thing, and we have that on the website too.
All right. The website is airmagnet.com. My guest today has been Greg Yates, Executive Vice President for AirMagnet. It's been great having you on the podcast, and you did a great job.
Thank you, Michael.
All right.